This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
There we are back. This is hour two, hour one down.
It was good to hear Ray Flores again.
Great to hear Ray Flores again.
You kind of get me all pumped and excited for hour number two.
And as we noticed, we have two people in the restaurant socially distancing ourselves equally, maximizing the 25% occupancy. And sure enough, a Reggie Pena bare knuckle boxing reference. It seems like every turn, BKFC is starting to become the big buzzword.
So I call a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine.
Okay.
He's a friend of one of my better former co-hosts, Joe Marquardt. Not even former. One of my better co-hosts, Joe Marquardt. And it's an air conditioning company called Johnny Cool.
Okay.
And had some issues with my AC. And they came down, and we started talking. And he knows my background, and, you know, we've talked before. I got him to a couple of fights. And he goes, so I'm talking to a friend of mine up in Newport Richey who's in the BKFC world. And I go, Kevin Smith? And he goes, you know Kevin Smith? I go, of course I know Kevin Smith. He goes, well, he's my neighbor. So then we FaceTimed, and everybody is slowly bigger and bigger BKFC.
Well, speaking of that, last week I dropped off pizzas to the WWE, the Freak, otherwise known as Rob Terry, the two-time Mr. Olympia natural bodybuilding champ and first responder at the Station 13. And so I missed them there. I dropped off pizzas at the station as a donation for our first responders, and they were out on a run. So they brought the truck by on the way back.
That's cool.
To say hello. And one of the guys on the truck knows Kevin Smith, knows the BKFC, and it was just a great another connection. And then I got firemen carried by the WWE Freak, which is probably one of the greatest highlights of my career.
Because you enjoy being carried by scantily clad men.
Well, I mean, I don't enjoy, per se.
Oh, you do.
Well,
no, you do.
Okay, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was the greatest day. I mean, who else gets fireman carried by a real-life fireman? Huh?
All right, it's time for you to step up.
All right.
Okay. I want to see what kind of basketballs you have.
Okay.
Okay, so you know what happened when we did the show from Bubba's studio many, 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 many years
ago. I went crazy with the assault rifle.
Yeah,
well, he yells ceasefire, and I just kept banging the guy.
you definitely did that. But we had a former wrestler come in, and he did one of the Ric Flair slaps.
Oh, yeah, the backhand.
To Wags.
Alex Weghorn got knocked into 2021.
Well, it's now time for you to do that.
Okay.
Okay, so
who am I taking it from?
I'll find somebody.
Oh, I'm ready, Mr. Danielson.
Okay.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
You know, we were supposed to start our food segment today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to start a food segment, which you have nothing to do with, thank God.
What do you mean? I'm a foodie.
No, this guy blows you away.
You don't know that.
The great Giudini.
The Giudini?
Yeah, the great Giudini.
What kind of food is it?
Everything.
Kosher?
Everything. Yeah, it's so kosher. You should see him, you know, stock up on bacon.
Oh.
You know, he has a YouTube channel, and we're going to kind of start doing some things together.
Okay.
So on, it's YouTube, it's Instagram, and it's Facebook. The great Giudini. They own a deli out by St. Pete Beach.
Okay.
And they make some incredible stuff.
Oh, nice.
So I don't want to say too much. I'm not going to get into too much until, you know, we get this all worked out with Mike. You know, he works. I said, we could do it by phone. He's like, no, I want to come out.
Okay.
But he hasn't shown up yet.
Okay.
So it might work better.
Same thing with Steve Linnea. Where's that guy? He said he's coming. He's going to drive down and heckle me all show. And he's not here yet.
I'm going to bring some of the O-line out there. And they're going to get involved in the great Giudini. No, and it's not from jiu-jitsu.
He's not Jewish.
Well, he's Jewish.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was like, it's not from.
It doesn't sound like a Jewish deli, is what you're thinking of.
You know, and it's kind of funny. He said he was just kind of clowning around, and, you know, he's the Jew like Houdini, and he condensed it. It's Judini. Chicken wings. He shows how to. I guess he makes this jalapeno mac and cheese. I'm supposed to go get it yesterday, but because I had no air conditioning, it was much more important to stay while Johnny Cool was doing the AC. So, yeah, we'll somehow do something and get it up and going and maybe do some discounts out there.
All right.
Matter of fact, the steaks, we're eating the steaks tonight.
Oh, okay.
They're like an inch and a half steaks. I don't even think I can finish the steak.
Really?
And you've seen me eat.
You like to eat?
I do like to eat.
Well.
How about your boy from Barstool?
I'm blocked on all the accounts.
So, A, that doesn't surprise me. But so you know the whole ordeal, and they've been arrested, and they're kicked out of the Super Bowl, and all that kind of stuff, right? Right. So, all these auctions, you know, the auctions for the pandemic, and Brady put up his jersey. Right. Did you see who won that?
No.
It's like a 15, 16-year-old kid.
What?
$700,000.
Wow.
He's like a YouTube sensation and all this kind of stuff, right? So I don't know if this is his official name or if Sean just calls him El Presidente.
That's what he calls himself.
Okay. Well, I don't really know anything about him.
Right.
So he said that he found out that the commissioner is doing one. Now, the NFL is the ones that kick him out and don't do anything.
Right.
So I guess he's done some YouTube stuff. He's done some things. He's wearing the Goodell shirt with the clown nose and all that kind of stuff. And he said, I will win this auction.
Okay.
I have seven figures.
Right.
That's into the millions, right?
Seven figures. Yeah.
Well, it could be 0.00. So we're talking 50,000. And he said, I will put it so high. He goes, I'm going to bid against myself to make sure that I keep jacking this up. And he did win it.
Wow.
So he is going to go into the commissioner's basement and watch a Monday Night Football game with him.
Wow.
And he claims he's going to wear the clown shirt.
Well, we can do it.
He did it.
Pretty cool.
Why are you so upset? I can see it in your face.
Because I just don't like what he does to the pizza people. He destroys these people's lives, man.
Well, see, that's not true.
He does.
He doesn't.
He does.
Yeah, he doesn't.
It'd be like me letting him judge Joe Foster's food. Like that, you know, a reflection of me.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
You need to be careful. We're on the air for another 45 minutes.
So
you don't want to piss Joe off until the show's over.
That's true.
You know, you need to make sure he stays till at least the top of the hour.
I got Queen Bee over there. Like Queen Bee's ready to jump in at a moment's notice. She's ready.
All right. Since you're talking some pizza, I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. So a lot of things really tick me off.
Got it.
You're aware of that, right?
Not always.
All right. So there's one of your competitors that has numerous locations.
Got it.
In their commercial, they're making a big deal out of it being non-touched pizza from the oven to your house.
Right.
How many times do you stick your hand into an oven to touch a pizza?
Not often.
Or ever?
Well, no. You touch it like rotating it on a brick oven, but on a conveyor pizza belt line like they have,
right?
It just slides through and it doesn't touch anything.
I just thought it was such a stupid.
But at 550 degrees, any virus of any kind that goes into that oven is incinerated.
I get all that, but for them to be pushing that it's not touched by human hands, and it says once it's out of the oven.
Right.
It doesn't even say in the oven.
Right.
So you take it from that, whatever that thing's called, the shovel thing that you
peel. The pizza peel.
Okay. You throw it in a box.
Right.
You slice it up. You close the top.
Mm-hmm.
When do you touch a pizza?
Right. Then they put a sticker on it and to show that it was still closed. It's like the illusion of safety. It's like living in a gated community, thinking that you're safe because there's a gate. You know, people, if they want to get in, they're going to get in. So it's just for marketing. It's all hype.
I get it.
You've probably seen some stupid things during this pandemic. I've seen some dumb stuff, like things that don't make sense.
How about this one? And this has nothing to do with the pandemic. So there was an emergency, a medical emergency.
Okay.
Someone was taken to a hospital.
Okay.
This morning.
Okay.
Somebody, as being told to me, somebody calls the hospital, a relative of the person in the hospital.
Okay.
Calls the hospital.
Got it.
And they said, due to HIPAA laws, which I'm very familiar with since my wife and daughter both work at a hospital.
Right.
HIPAA laws are very strict.
The privacy laws to protect patients.
Exactly.
Info,
right? You can't say anything. You can't do anything. You can't.
But isn't that put on hold because of the virus
no.
now?
No.
For COVID? Like, no. If you have it, you don't have to disclose it? Like,
well, it's not that you have to disclose it. HIPAA is you can't call a hospital and ask
for medical records. Or,
right. First they have to prove who you are. You know, and it's kind of like you call a credit card company. Like we open cards and, you know, for all the rebates and stuff. Well, they won't talk to me until my wife allows it if I open it in her name.
Right.
And I want to say morons. I'm the one who just opened it online.
Right.
So, okay. So if you were to call the hospital, that your wife or daughter was in the hospital,
right.
they need to verify you.
Sure.
I get all that as the story is being told to me. So they're trying to verify the person who called. They have their phone number, and they're like, well, can you call me back to prove that it's me? Now, they won't tell this person anything about this person's wife who was in the hospital.
Okay?
And then the person on the phone hears the receptionist, secretary, front desk person, whoever it is, yell to the nurse of this guy's wife, hey, Mary, we have the family of your patient with the broken arm on the phone. What? So you just told the guy that his wife has a broken arm, but you haven't confirmed that it's the husband. So didn't you just violate HIPAA?
Yeah. I mean, you got stupid people in every industry, right? Obviously. I mean, you know.
It was craziness.
It's just crazy right now. Like, the world is crazy. It is a crazy time in the world. If you really stop and think about it, UFC fights are crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. Like I said, I like it. I truly like it. I like that I'm not going. I like that I'm not spending money to go.
But don't you miss the cheer of the crowd, like the roar?
You know, yes and no. I mean, I can tell you, now granted, as we all know, I don't remember many fights anyway. You know, only certain ones stick out and that I'll remember forever. You know, only certain things, you know, whether it's the dementia, whether it's my age, whether it's things I better not say on the air, where I'll not only be off the air, but, you know, out of a career. Most of the electricity, most of the excitement is okay. Not fantastic.
Don't some fighters need that? Don't some fighters like need to roar the crowd to come back? Like Clay Guida.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, he's a energy feeding fool. Like
he
senses that and comes back from the dead.
Absolutely. But and we believe that Platinum Perry is the same way.
Sure.
But you don't think that he's still doing that dance in an empty arena? You don't think he's still going to do the stuff that he does? Of course he is.
I don't think he's going to do it on that same level, though.
Absolutely, he would.
Yeah.
I think he would do that. I don't think he did that dance for the arena. He did that dance for him.
No, he did that to steal the thunder from Cowboy Oliveira coming to the
for ring. Him. For him. Right. He wanted to steal
right.
for him.
Of course.
Not he wasn't trying to entertain the crowd. All right, we're over. Let's hit this break. More shenanigans coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is pound for pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
We saw the street and the steps and JT, which I was called when I was in the Navy.
JT?
Yeah.
What's that?
John Travolta.
Now they called you that?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Now, I don't know if it was because they thought I was a sweat hog or they thought I could dance.
Okay.
You know, so Jeremy Stevens didn't make weight.
Yes.
Another missed weight yesterday, and I believe he's now off the card.
That knockout was brutal. That Jeremy Stevens elbow he received. I mean,
I don't think 30% is enough penalty. I truly don't. I think
take a penalty and an ass whooping like that.
It well deserved.
Qatar, he came out. I mean, that was a fight. That was a fight. Was his name Qatar or Cater?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly which pronunciation.
Well, of course you don't, but that's okay.
Well, like Qatar is a country, but Cater is a elbow
something throwing. that you do with pizza.
Knockout artist.
Give me your thoughts tonight, OSP.
OSP
stepping up. Stepping up. Wait to fight Big Ben Rothwell.
I mean, actually, earlier on the fight pass, they're showing the Brandon Vera fight when he went up to heavyweight to fight Rothwell, and Rothwell knocked him out.
Yeah, it's not a good move.
It's not. That's a dangerous guy.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I talked to Tim Sylvia the other day.
You did.
And this isn't a knock on Tim Sylvia. I'm just bringing up Tim Sylvia because Andre Arlovsky is still fighting in the UFC.
He's on tonight's card.
He is on tonight's card.
Former heavyweight champ.
I'm pretty sure that we said in Fort Lauderdale last year that that was the last time we'd see Arlovsky fight.
Well, you said about Cowboy, and he's on every card.
I have not said that about Cowboy, and I don't think, you know, we've stopped seeing Cowboy. I think he fights again.
And in all seriousness, like, so what do you think Tony Ferguson does from this point forward? Like, reality of it,
Here's my prediction. I don't do things like you. Okay? Let's lay the groundwork.
Okay.
I don't say stupid stuff like you to be stupid.
Got it.
I say stupid stuff that I truly believe will happen.
Okay.
Okay? I'm not trying to get, you know, a pop, wrestling term.
Got
it. I'm not trying to, you know, make...
Like a splash.
I believe what I'm about to tell you.
Got it. What do you think?
Tony Ferguson will fight Khabib. That fight will happen in 2021.
For the title?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Justin Gaethje beats Khabib.
Oh, wow.
And then Khabib and Tony Ferguson finally fight. That fight is going to happen.
Huh.
You heard it here first.
Okay.
And I'm being ripped on the internet. I've been sent. I believe that.
Okay. So you think Gaethje takes this from Khabib?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
Well, he didn't show any kind of groundwork of any kind in this fight against Tony.
Again, he didn't need to.
Like, Khabib's not going to just stand there and trade punches. I mean, that was the strategy going in. If Ferguson stands there and trades punches, he loses. If he makes these crazy angles and keeps it interesting and keeps it moving, he has a chance, you know, to dominate the fight.
Sean keeps saying, kind of like my thing about Matt Hughes, you know, he got hit by a freaking train.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keeps saying Khabib fought a bear. Well, he didn't. He fought a cub.
Right.
Okay. A, there's a difference.
Got it.
And I said, it's like you fighting, what was the former Rays, Joe, whatever his name was.
Joe Madden.
Joe Madden. Thank you. So that's like fighting Joe Madden, who's a cub, or Mike Singletary, who was a bear.
Right.
Okay. It's a little different.
Got it.
So that's my prediction.
Okay.
Justin Gaethje defeats Khabib on Fighter Island. Tattoo comes out and says, the plane. And then Khabib fights Tony Ferguson, and it happens.
That's crazy.
Now, whether Tony Ferguson takes another fight before then, I don't know. But that is my prediction. I believe that will happen.
So did you like, were you a fan of Gaethje taking the fake belt and throwing it on the ground, saying, like, I don't want that, I'll wait for the real belt?
But then he did take it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
But
I guess he had it at the press conference. I was already asleep, so I didn't see any of that stuff. Hey, I'm okay with that because it is a fake belt. It means nothing.
Right.
That belt means absolutely nothing. It's all about the man.
Were you a fan of like the way he did it? You think you were just like...
Well, let's be honest. Tony Ferguson did it. Tony Ferguson did it when he was doing the photos with Khabib. He took it and he threw it down.
Hmm.
So is it any different?
No, I mean, it's just in the middle of the octagon.
I don't think it matters. It is a fake belt.
You think you can sneak us in tonight?
I don't want to go.
Let's go.
I don't want to go.
We can make it in time. I'll drive.
I know we could. I don't want to.
We'll just knock on the door and they'll let us in.
I could be credentialed, too.
Right.
You know, it's. I don't want to go.
That was kind of my question. I was going to ask you. I had a question for today. Like, it was kind of like a dumb role-playing question.
Oh, that's shocking. I'm so not used to you having dumb questions.
But, you know, like, there's, like, certain situations where there's people that sneak in and do stuff. Like, they're not allowed to be there, but they sneak their way in. I'm one of those guys.
You are one of those guys. You know, a guy wrote a book about that.
I know.
And some of the stuff is just...
Unbelievable.
You stop back and you think it's like... Why didn't I think of that?
Sure.
Now, I have done something similar.
Right. Like, so that was my question. Because, you know, and Steve Lanay was the one that kind of prompted it. It was like, all right, like, where have you ever gone or got into that you weren't supposed to be? And then like a bucket list of like, what would you want to see? Because there's been guys who have pretended to be sign language artists right. Playing behind the president. Right. Like at different events. So, you know, But there's no crowd and there's no people in attendance. Like it's hard to sneak in when there's no one there.
So what's your dumb question?
No, like what's the craziest thing you've ever like been at that you weren't supposed to be at that you talked your way or snuck your way? Or...
Right. What happened to me? And I didn't go to do this. Okay, it just kind of happened.
Okay.
Okay. So I was in the military in Virginia,
uh-huh.
And I went to some arena for an Eagles concert. Okay.
The football team or the concert? Or the
no, the band. No, okay. The band. And you need to, there's, I think it's called Reels. It's a channel.
Okay.
And there's a breaking up of the band, which has kind of been pretty interesting. So I've seen Kiss, and they've had the Eagles and the Beach Boys, and it's kind of the breaking up of, it's right. Pretty cool. So sure. There was one of the Eagles. So I go to this concert, and I'm just walking around and not really trying to sneak in. I was just walking around. Mm-hmm. And somebody said to me, and this would have been in 1979, I think.
Okay.
Maybe 78. I don't remember, 78 or 79. I was in A school in Damnick. And they said, are you here? Are you the, I forget what they called me. You know, were you
a roadie or?
Well, not a roadie, roadie. But they asked me if I was one of the light guys.
Or the riggers.
Not the rigger, but the, whatever.
And groupie. Groupie.
No, not a groupie. and I said yes. And so they sent me to the top. Like to climb those ladder, you know, the flimsy ladder.
Okay, right.
And then you've got that big spotlight, and you're supposed to turn it around. I was up there. I got into the concert as the light dude.
That's awesome.
And then as soon as the concert was about to start and we were all supposed to crawl up, I took off. how would I know?
And, okay, so that's a real life one.
A real life one.
What's your fantasy?
I have one other real life one.
Yeah.
Before then, the Bayfront Center here in St. Petersburg, Boston,
okay,
was the concert. And back then, it was just like a GA. And I was in the dead cent front, and I still have the picks and all that stuff. And I went out, and I'm like, well, that was stupid. I should have hung out. And I turned around to go back in, and they wouldn't let me in. They stopped. They said, you can't go in. I said, first of all, I left my wallet inside, and second of all, you're not going to stop me.
Okay.
It's kind of like what Tim McGraw's bodyguard said to Brad Penny when Tim took Brad's World Series ring. I've told you that story. And they go, okay, go in. I hope you can find your wallet. And now I'm in the green room hanging out with the band. It was pretty cool. It was cool. All right.
So what would be your one event that if you could sneak in without credentials, without tickets, you could just work your way into some event or historic sporting event? What would you be?
Back in time?
Or all time.
Well, I'm saying, but this could be back in time.
Yeah, of course.
Somehow be in, around, on the set of Rocky V.
Yeah.
It's my show, right? maybe I could be one of those fat guys. When Rocky turns to say, "This ain't a pizza eating contest."
I thought you were in negotiations of being the media broadcast guy for the new Rocky movie. What was it called? Creed. Weren't you in negotiation of being in that movie?
There were some talks.
As Randy Harris, doing Randy Harris things.
There were some talks, and I had talked to a very, very big movie producer who's involved with Mike Tyson. Who was going to use me and do some stuff. And he's done some combat movies and stuff. And, I was supposed to be Randy Harris, and he was going to use the knockout radio, and it just never happened.
Wow.
I don't know. That's kind of a good question, which is shocking for you, but something that I would really need to give some serious thought into.
Right.
Some race I happen to just get in a car, and I'm now in the Daytona 500. it's got to be something just so outrageous.
On the space shuttle.
So the book that I was telling you about, and then we'll hit this break, it's a guy that wrote a book about all these things that he snuck into.
Uh-huh.
And he snuck into the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and he said he was a Coca-Cola salesman.
Okay. Sure.
And they sent him in, and they gave him some Coke stuff, and, he started to walk around, and he just sat down. And somewhere I heard that Meatloaf was already in there.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't mean a plate of Meatloaf. Right. I mean the singer was already inside there.
They both kind of look the same if you lay down there.
Well, I like Meatloaf, so it's all cool. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. Hopefully, a knucklehead over here will have the lineup of tonight's fight. We still need to really talk about last Saturday.
Sure.
We need to look at tonight. If you want, we can touch base, on Saturday with Walt Harris.
Are you bending the knee to Triple C after Saturday's performance?
All right. And then I'm going to a break. I will never bend my knee to and for anyone. Never.
Not even the greatest combat champion of all time.
Never. Never. You would never. It's like, where you see get on your knee and they put a gun, they would shoot me.
And then we should play the 11-minute interview from Henry Cejudo when I drove him to the airport.
Yeah, if we knew where it was.
Right. I emailed it to you. You have it.
Good luck. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I don't know who was that. Wasn't the Cars?
I don't know.
It was the Cars era. Jay Giles, the Cars. I don't think it was Jay Giles. I think that could have been the Cars.
I'm sure it comes from.
Loverboy.
Loverboy.
That's what it was. So the same era. All the same era.
Loverboy, the movie, was why I became a pizza man.
I don't know. Just shut up.
Patrick Dempsey was a pizza delivery guy and delivering pizzas.
Let me ask you. I'm going to throw back that, you know, your what if thing.
Okay.
One of my fondest memories, okay, of all the things that I've done,
okay,
of everything that I've been around, and without exaggerating, I have done a lot of stuff.
Right.
I've been around. I've met a lot. I've blah, 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 blah. But one of my favorite things that I have absolutely ever done in my life, and I still thank Robin Zander on a regular basis for this.
From Cheap Trick.
Robin Zander, the lead singer of Cheap Trick, is I stood on the stage, social distancing, 6 feet away from John Gruden.
Okay.
We both were on the stage.
All right.
For Eddie Money.
Oh, wow.
I was in awe. It was so cool.
Peace, Eddie Money.
It was so cool. And it was the right singer too. You know, it wasn't just any band.
Right.
You know, any band that I was okay with, that I liked Eddie Money. So that was cool.
Right.
And I didn't have to sneak in to do it.
Yeah,
you're back to your original. So, what's your sneaky? What you'd want to do?
Oh, jeez, what would I sneak? I sneak into everything. Because here's the thing, like I'm a pizza man, so all I have to do is show up to a back door of any event, concert, with a stack of pizzas, and people just open doors. Like they know your hands are full, so they open the doors voluntarily. They don't check ID because you can't put everything down. And they're just like, "Where are you going?" Like, "Oh, I got a pizza for the band, or I got pizza for race car drivers, or you know." So I just.
See, so answer the question.
I would say if I could go back in time, I would say a Michael Jackson. Like
I bet you would.
Concert.
Way back in time.
Michael never hurt them kids. Oh, no. He was just lonely.
You're such an idiot.
why are you mad at Michael?
I'm not, you know.
It's like, you know, Michael's the king. Speaking of MJ, have you been watching the Last Dance documentaries?
I would hope that if I was on the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
I would have punched Michael Jordan right in the face.
See, that's the thing. I identify with Michael Jordan. Like, he and I are very similar.
You're an idiot, too?
We're very similar. Very similar.
Well, then I would punch you
in the face. I mean, I'm just not 6'6 and athletic.
Talented. Some of the stuff that's now coming out.
But that's you have to be that guy. And that's what I'm saying.
No.
Going back to, like, my whole thing, Warren Sapp, your boy. That's your holy grail, like, the guy can do no wrong.
No. Hold on a second, moron.
That's your homeboy. That's your guy. If you're ever gonna get in a fist fight in the real world defending someone, that's the guy. You always defend Warren.
I always defend Warren, but you just made a comment that's 1,000% incorrect.
What's that?
You just said that Warren, in my eyes, could do no wrong. Warren did wrong.
Well, no, he did.
Well, then hold on a second, or I'll turn your thing off. If you're gonna say something. Just let it be, or I'm going to make you sign a waiver.
A disparagement waiver?
Exactly. Because you just made a total incorrect statement. I stick up for Warren being the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer player of all time.
Because? Because
he's the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time.
Because the way he played the game.
No.
The way he controlled the locker room. The way he demanded excellence out of all the people around him. The way he ruled the roost because he was the alpha male.
And got in some disagreements and scuffles and whatever. So far, everything that you said is correct. That's correct.
But in today's world, with these employees that are athletes.
Let Warren Sapp.
They would not be allowed to do those kind of bullying tactics in the locker room.
Today. Right. Well,
back then.
Right.
And MJ was the ultimate, like, the number one competitor of all time.
Hold on a second. If Warren Sapp. Who it's still going on with Warren and Chidi Ahanotu. And Chidi and I have gone off back and forth on a regular basis. His most recent one, really, I was befuddled. He said, and I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, he said, Derrick Brooks is Michael Jordan. Chidi Ahanotu is Scottie Pippen. And Warren Sapp is Dennis Rodman.
Not even war number 33. There's no...
And I said, what are you talking about? And he came up with, you know, Brooks in the locker room, Brooks with a professional, Brooks this, Brooks that. And I look at Michael Jordan as arguably the greatest of all time.
All time.
That's Warren Sapp. It's not all the other stuff. Warren did a lot of the stuff, you know, in the locker room. But I guarantee you, if Warren Sapp would have told whoever, don't feed Chidi Ahanotu, don't feed Brad Culpepper. Don't feed some of those players back then. They all respected Warren, but I know what would have happened. For Horace Grant to not punch him in the face, not shoot him, not do something, to me, says more about Horace Grant than it does Michael Jordan.
And Bill Cartwright. I mean, like, why would you let Bill Cartwright shoot the ball ever?
I'm okay with all that stuff. You know, he's... You know, a winner. He's, you know, all that stuff. I get all that. But for him to go and do anything, that Horace Grant thing pissed me off.
Yeah.
I think so much less of Michael Jordan now. Because of that horse
crap. And the reason I can identify with MJ is because inside my own restaurant, I get the same kind of, I'm the outsider inside my crew. I'm the one who's always demanding excellence.
I'm the guy.
But the outside world adores me and loves me. But inside
they really
my own,
don't.
But the people close
to me. Hold on a second. They really
they
don't.
They can't stand me.
You think they adore you.
No, they love me.
But they don't.
The parades and all.
That would be like you going to this clown across the street in that convenience store.
Roger Goodell's?
The clown.
Roger Goodell, the clown.
You get in an argument with Joe. Joe survives the night. Joe walks across the street to whatever that mini mart is. And you call that moron and say, don't let him buy any food over there. Who the hell are you to do that? Who is Michael Jordan to tell a flight attendant, don't feed Horace Grant?
He's the king.
On the court.
He's the king and all that, of course. No.
Honestly, it bothered me so much.
Really?
It really did.
You really mad at MJ for that?
To me, it shows that he's a, I don't know any other way to say it, than a jackass.
That hurts.
Well, you are a jackass, so I mean that's. But you know, again, and it's totally different from Warren. You know, Warren demanded, like Michael Jordan,
right?
And I don't know everything that Warren did.
You have to perform at the highest levels. You have to.
Do you know
that.
Who I respect more? And Steve Kerr yelled at me once in the locker room.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. In Orlando, the Bulls were playing the Magic. Everybody was around Michael Jordan. And everybody was piling up, and, you know, you're the lockers next to it. I see it, you know, it with the Bucks all the time. You know, everybody's getting around whoever, Pierre Paul, and we kind of run into, or a guy can't get to his locker. That's why Warren did a lot of the stuff he did in the locker. Warren would sit there naked. Warren would spit tobacco into a towel. You know, it's his.
Keep people away.
You either deal with it or you don't. So I remember it was all crowded, and I was trying to get to Jordan, and I stepped on the towel that was on the ground of Steve Kerr's.
Okay.
And he kind of ripped me. And I kind of thought, what a jerk, dude. You know, I'm just trying to.
It's like, you're nobody. You're Steve Kerr.
I respect Steve Kerr now. Oh, my God. I love him. I love him. Because he did what Jerry Wunsch did to Warren Sapp. Stood up.
Right.
You may get your ass kicked.
Of course.
But he stood up.
But that kind of locker room doesn't exist in today's sports, does it?
It can exist to the way it was back then. You know, and it's not necessarily bullying, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, I mean, I think bullying is the best way to describe it. I mean, but the only way you can demand excellence out of people when they're not motivated themselves.
It's not being an a-hole.
But Jordan changed the game. He changed the way he practices, the intensity of practice. I mean, the greatest basketball game ever played was for the Olympics when they were practicing, and it was like Magic, and they were going back and forth, and they were talking trash. You know, so like only certain people can do that.
Well, only certain people can pull it off because you have to be the elite of the elite that everybody will respect you enough because they have to. They're not going to get rid of Michael Jordan. They'll get rid of Steve Kerr.
Right.
They're not going to get rid of Michael Jordan. They'll get rid of Will Perdue.
Right.
You know, I get all that. You know
what about Tony Kukoc? Like, they played him, and they're like, don't let him score.
I loved that. And I loved what he said. He's like, what did I do? It's not my fault that they want to come get me.
They just shut him down. Like.
And I liked it. You know who else I like a whole lot more now? Huh. And I always liked the Bad Boys of Detroit.
Okay? You like Rodman.
No, I've had dealings with Dennis Rodman. I've always liked Rodman. Bill Laimbeer.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Laimbeer. You know, he was the guy, he would cut your head off. He would do all that. And when this whole handshake thing, and Isaiah's now whining and crying, and that's the whole thing. And I have to do this as well, okay? I know that. When you do something, you have to be prepared for the consequences.
Right.
When I played softball, there was a whole thing. We shook hands after. There was an ordeal. I didn't shake the dude's hand. I think shaking hands after a game is stupid anyway.
Because of coronavirus.
No, just because it's stupid.
Because now you can.
Yeah, now you can.
So now you're like,
now I want to play softball again.
Now the Pistons can come out and say, we are just trendsetters. We are ahead of the corona curve.
There you go. I think it's stupid. You get in a bench clearing brawl, which we've had those, and then you want to shake hands after? No, screw you. And I like that Bill Laimbeer said, I don't regret anything I did. I wouldn't shake their hand now. If you do it, stand up and say I did it. Isaiah's like, well, I should have. If I got kept off the Olympic team. You got kept off the Olympic team because you were an a-hole and nobody liked you.
Yep.
You know,
I wanted to play with you.
His head coach was the head coach.
Yeah, the Bailey.
Right? And it wasn't Jordan said, I never said anything. The whole team didn't like him. So I don't know how old you got.
What about Rodman? Rodman coming out, a nobody on the Bad Boys, unknown. You know,
I told you my Dennis Rodman story about being a nobody.
Oh, that's why he did the wedding dress, right?
That's why he did everything. That's why he changed. He told me, and I have the tape somewhere, he told me at the All-Star game in Miami, he said, if you go out, we just won the NBA title. If you go out there, ask any fan to name the Detroit Pistons. They'll say Isaiah, Bill Laimbeer, Isaiah John Thomas, Sally, John Sally, Dumars. Joe Dumars, and that fifth guy. I can't think of his name. Yeah. He goes, I got to do something. I want to change. I want to be known. I want to be a star. He became a star.
So then he put on a red mohawk, and the rest was history.
No, I think it was more he married himself, and that's what kind of...
So I got to marry myself.
That's what you got to do.
All right.
Well, you got to like yourself first.
Let's go dress shopping.
You got to like yourself first. all right. Before we run out of time, I think we got about 10 minutes left.
If I wasn't quarantined, I'd marry myself.
No. You still got to like yourself.
I don't have to. It's not required.
I love this fighter so much.
Which one?
I can't say it right now. But I asked a particular world champion to come on the show. And 8 minutes ago, he goes, sure, what time? We got 10 minutes left.
Bring him.
No. We got 10 minutes.
He's got 3 minutes to fill time.
We're good. Well, then talk among yourselves for a minute.
Oh, why is this guy on your side? It's the Michael Jordan effect. See? I'm the ass guy, you know, because I'm the king. And so he's got to be loyal to the outsiders. You know, it's okay. Let the outsiders get a turn. No. Like, whoever, like, the third-string basketball guy would be you. All right, tonight, let's talk about Jacksonville Arena. We're going back. UFC.
No, we're not going back. I'm not going.
Well, if you get a...
I'm not going.
No, true story. Sunday, I arrive at a Peruvian restaurant over in Armenia, downtown Tampa. I went to pick up some ceviche, some ethnic food. They had all the covers, the plastic and stuff. As soon as Marissa, my 5-year-old, walks in the little plastic door, the lady pulls out a thermometer and is like, whoa. Like, we're not staying. Like, we're doing a takeout.
They tried to do that. I went to Carrabba's.
Don't put that thing on my daughter. What's wrong with you?
And they have the gun, the meat thermometer.
But they stick it on your forehead. Yeah. Like, the chick wanted to touch my daughter with the thing they just touched 100 other people's heads with.
All right. Anthony Smith, Teixeira.
Ooh. Teixeira's a warrior. He's a beast. But I think Anthony takes this fight.
I do, too. You know, he just got through beating somebody up in his house. Now he gets to beat up somebody in the octagon.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Ben Rothwell, Ovince St. Preux. I think Rothwell takes this. Lightweight, Alexander Hernandez versus Drew Dober.
A lot of talk on Drew.
Drew does talk.
Drew does talk.
I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up, I think. Who are you taking in that one?
I'll take Dober.
Yeah, Dober. Ricky, what's his nickname? Steamboat? Ricky Simone?
Ricky Steamboat, you know that he lived here.
Yeah.
You know, he was a local guy. I think I told you.
That's your boy, though, right?
Well, I know Ricky pretty well, and I used to coach his nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And his name's Ricky Blood.
Well, that should be Ricky the Steamboat Simone. That's a great nickname.
No.
All right. Ricky Simone versus Ray Borg.
Who are you taking?
You know, Simone's quick. I like his fire, his energy. Is he fighting out of alpha male? Is he fighting with Uriah? I'm going to go with Ricky. I think he takes that.
God, I hate you. I am too.
Arlovski, the former heavyweight champion, fighting Felipe Lins.
He's 7 years younger, Felipe. Same height, same weight.
14-3 record. He got the experience in Arlovski, but I think the young guy gets it done.
I do too. You know, which means Andre will win.
Because
we both picked against him. He's going to go. See, never mind. I'm not going to say what he said.
Another veteran to the octagon, Michael Johnson,
who I think was the last person to beat Tony Ferguson, right?
Yeah,
before Saturday, sure, like 92 years ago.
Fighting Thiago Moises.
Who you got?
I'm
going to beat you. I'm going to take Michael Johnson.
Okay, I'll take Thiago. And then the middleweight fight was canceled.
Yes, it was. I was going to throw you under the bus. I was going to say, who are you taking? You were going to pick someone, and I'm going to say, I'm going to take the no contest, because there's no contest.
There is no contest.
All right, pull up Saturday.
All right, Saturday. Saturday.
I'm trying to schedule this world champion. He's responding as we speak.
Got Alistair Overeem versus the big ticket, Walt. the greatest Harris ever. Did you like it, UFC 236 when you called me? And I just handed the phone to Walt Harris. I'm like, here, talk to the greatest Harris ever. And you're like, who is this? That was a good day. Who are you taking? I think Harris wins. I think he's got a lot of emotion behind this fight. I think he's going to put everything he has into it. I would not want to be on the other side of Walt Harris. It's going to be an emotional night, win, lose, or draw, but I think he gets it done.
I do, too.
Women's strawweight, Claudia Gadelha versus Angela Hill.
Hill.
Taking Hill? All right. I'll go with Claudia. Featherweight, Dan Ige versus Edson Barbosa. That's a banger. That's a big fight.
No.
That's a good fight. Man.
All right, so we're confirmed for next week.
For the heavyweight? Or who is that?
Oh, now it's maybe. Oh, no. So I'm not going to say nothing.
Just say it. I'm going to take Barbosa in that one.
Okay.
Middleweight, Eric Anders. Yo, boy.
Yo, isn't it yo, boy?
Yo, boy.
Yo, boy.
Yo, boy.
It's yo, boy.
Yo, boy. Versus Krzysztof Jotko. Ooh, that's a good fight.
I'll take Andrews, though.
Who?
I'll take Eric.
And, I'll go Jotko. And then your featherweight fight, Song Yadong.
What's
his name? Your boy and Yadong. Come get your Yadong on versus Marlon Vera.
I'll take whoever you're not.
Yadong.
I knew you'd go Dong.
No, I was about the Dong. You know what I'm saying, Dong? Yeah. I mean, we got fights.
This show went right into the dumper.
Well, at least it's back where it belongs. See? Things are starting to open back up.
It was going so well.
And we're going back to our normalcy, and I can resume my normal role.
All right, so we're going to deliver pizzas tomorrow to another firehouse.
Yes.
Up towards, well, it's not quite Brandon, right?
No, it's Tampa. I mean, it's right by where I used to live.
Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Adam Hayward's now been a fireman for a couple of years.
Yep.
Used to, and still does, come to the Monday Night Players show under the alumni banner now. And I guess we're going to take some pizzas out to him tomorrow.
It's fantastic.
And then you can get carried by another scantily clad fireman, and you'll get all excited, and then talk about your favorite fighter.
Really? I mean, I just want to get fireman carried by a WWE star. Like, you know, not a football player.
Your boy is Hulk Hogan.
That's my dog.
You may think my boy is fighting your boy, but your boy is Hulk Hogan.
That's my boy. That's my dude. Love Hulk. Who doesn't love Hulk Hogan?
My sister.
Why? What's wrong with your sister?
I'm not getting involved.
Oh, they dated?
I'm not getting involved.
Oh, no.
She's responded. She's posted it on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she seeing your dong?
I'm not going to say anything publicly, you know.
Dang.
She can, you can, he can. I'm not involved.
I'm not involved either.
Well, you are, because he's your boy.
He is my boy.
My boy is fighting Saturday night. Your boy.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about the fights. I wish I was there live. I kind of do.
I don't.
I kind of do.
I'm glad I'm not. I'm glad I made the decision not to go. I'm glad that I'll be in my chair. I'll try to stay awake for the whole thing. I wished I may move. I'm thinking about moving.
Where are you going to move? You got a new AC. You're not going anywhere.
No, I have AC. God, this is good AC. Ooh, this new unit's awesome. I want to move to California, possibly Hawaii.
Those will be owned or run by Mexico in a few months.
I don't really care.
They're not open in California until the end of July now.
I can watch a UFC from 2 in the afternoon until 7 and go to bed at 7:30. I would love that.
Yeah, but it's going to be in Spanish because eventually California's going to be broke and they're just going to give that land to Mexico.
What's in Spanish? The fights will be in Spanish? Yeah, I don't listen anyway.
That's true.
Really, the best way is to turn it down. Turn the volume down. And I just want to watch. Maybe turn in some, you know, some good ABBA music. Listen to ABBA and MMA fights. Somehow that doesn't, you know, work out together. But no, I enjoy the no crowd.
Did Uncle Creepy send you some mushrooms? Like, what's wrong with you today?
But that day I did go to Publix and buy a can of mushrooms.
Did you?
It's still sitting there.
Right, you ever need it?
I may use them on the steaks tonight.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Land and Sea.
Was that the name of the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
That was good, man. I'm glad to see the fights are back. I think the first one was a huge success. I thought the fights were great. I thought they were evenly matched. I thought there were some incredible knockouts, some incredible fights.
See, do you give Jeremy Stevens a pass for missing weight because of the pandemic? Because he
no, because like as a fighter, you have one job. You have one job, and you know that's the only job you have. Honestly, is to make weight, right?
Yeah,
because I mean, you're not going to learn any new skill sets in the last couple weeks. You know, going into it, you're not going to learn a new move or something that's going to change a fight. So unless Steven Seagal came and showed him how to do a crane kick,
well, he invented that.
No, I know, but no, I there's no excuse for missing weight and as a professional fighter. So
I think it should be more than 30%.
He got what he deserved, though. Karma the beach, and she threw her rematch.
Why does Karma have to be a female?
Her revenge came with an elbow over the top.
Why does Karma have to be a female? Why can't Karma be a male?
I guess it could be.
I'm just saying. You said she.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard of it called Karma is... He's a... I mean, I've never heard Karma be a...
Be a trendsetter, then. For once, be a trendsetter.
Okay.
Don't be a follower. Be a leader. So from now on, Karma's a male. He.
Go ahead.
Karma's a bitch. He's going to get you.
Got it. But bitch is a female dog, so... He can't be a male.
Yes, he can.
Not if it's a female dog.
All right, then don't... It's not a bitch.
So Karma has to be a... A dog. I don't know. Karma's your dog.
Karma's a mess. Karma's a mess. He's going to get you.
Got it.
All right? If you don't make some great pizza tonight, Karma's going to get you. That's all I'm saying. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, all the replays that are about to happen. Good stuff later tonight. We'll be back next week with allegedly a UFC champion.
Yeah.
As I've been talking to him.
A current champion or former?
He is a current
champion. Ooh. Once a champion, always a champion.
We'll talk a bunch of good stuff next week. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stafson.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 106.1